Charles Venator Santiago says he knew that housing would be a big concern for Puerto Rican evacuees. Housing subsidies and public housing were in short supply in Hartford before the hurricane hit. But Venator Santiago says he was surprised that many of the evacuee families he interviewed were also struggling to put food on the table.
We're also finding out that the level of poverty is much higher. In other words, there are a lot of people who are living with less than $7,500 a year.
Venator Santiago is an associate professor at UConn. He and his team have collected over 1,000 interviews with hurricane evacuees. He says many evacuees are still living in close quarters with family already in Connecticut. Here's another thing he heard.
Those who are staying here are telling us that they're here because they don't have work at home. It's not necessarily because they don't have access to a home. It's that they don't have jobs that enable them to survive in Puerto Rico.
Venator Santiago says evacuees who were able to return to the island left in the months following the storm. Those who have stayed are now figuring out if they'll be able to live in Connecticut for the long term. Ryan Karen King, Connecticut Public Radio.